Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open, and here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, as usual, we are turning the lights down, lighting the candles, and getting ready to entertain you with some of the best neo-soul, soul, R&B, and hip-hop music the world has to offer. Welcome once again to the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ. Excited to bring you lots of new music tonight. I've got the new one from Tank on the way. Also, you know, Chris Brown has a new album out, finally. So we'll hear from him and Chrisette Michelle. And of course, the world is talking about Kendrick Lamar's new cut. So I'll have that for you coming up. But we're going to start off with a music collective out of Brooklyn, New York. They are now a Grammy Award-winning music collective. They won a Grammy for a cut they did with Layla Hathaway on their album Family Dinner Volume 1. Now, you may have already picked up the album and not realized that there are a ton of songs that they've done that are video only. You can find them all over YouTube. And here's one featuring a Chicago-born vocalist. She's got this jazzy and kind of soul thing going. Love her voice. It's so sweet. She's worked with Foreign Exchange and Zoe and, of course, Snarky Puppy. And they're coming up next along with Ashante Khan. This is called Da 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 right here inside the Soul Lounge.
Change your mind.
Music is the language of the soul.
Otherwise known as Disclosure. They are UK garage sort of house EDM collective, but they found an entirely new audience with that cut Latch featuring the very soulful Sam Smith. So now you're hearing it on urban radio stations all over the world. You're hearing it here on Soul Lounge. It's one of my favorites. So coming up next, we've got Tank. His latest album, which is titled Stronger, entered the American Billboard R&B charts as number one. This would be his fourth number one debut. He describes this most recent album as old school R&B with a current feel. He said he wanted to remind people with this album of the foundation of R&B music. So you'll hear a little bit of Michael Jackson on the album. You hear a little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire on the album, a little Rick James. And this next cut, which is the title track to the album, I'm hearing a little bit of Usher circa 2010. So I want you to listen to it and let me know if you agree. This is Tank with Stronger inside the Soul Lounge.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see these scars? Trying to eat through this flesh. making its way to my heart, wanting to destroy what's left. What you saw, was it the start of destruction at its best? Is that why you appeared? Cause of what you felt? Cause I could feel your love, it's pulling me back. Brick by brick, your love is building me up. Your strength's so perfect, yeah. Now look at me, I'm stronger than I've ever been. Hey, where I am so longer, where I've been. Hey, now look at me, I'm stronger than I've ever been. Oh, I'm stronger, and it's all because of you. All because of you. Wait till you see my smile. Wait till you see what's next. Wait till you see this light that's burning through my chest. Hey, watch how high I fly. How fast this feeling spreads. Oh, never ever would have thought this would all be available to me again.
You make me strong.
Oh,
you make me strong.
is the language of the soul.
Do you remember when it was all about the feelings in the heart? When did this love become so dark, so I feel so bizarre? What little would be nice just to hear you be honest? Nothing but raw emotions, what I'm wanting.
Robert Glasper, getting some help from Brandy on that. Yes, Brandy Norwood. In fact, if we've seen or heard anything from Brandy, it's been in and around Ray J, who is now on reality television. Brandy showed up on this show recently, and Love and Hip Hop, I think, is the name of the show. It's a reality show here in the States. You probably catch it where you are, too, and she had to come on and put the little brother in check. It's a shame that's what she's been reduced to. We need Brandy to get back in the studio and give us another album. Speaking of another albums, new albums, Chris Brown's album is finally out. We have waited over a year for him to get through all of his legal troubles and once again get back to the music, and he was able to do it. His album is sitting at the top, near the top of the Billboard 200 chart, which is the album chart. We all expected it to debut at number one, but Barbra Streisand beat him to the punch. Indeed, she who knew? Who would have thought? But she did. But nonetheless, it is still doing really, really well, as is Chris Brown. I read an interview recently where he was out promoting the album, which is titled X, and he said right now he is focused on getting back to the things that he does best. He wants all of the attention to be on his dancing, on his singing, on his music. He wants to be a role model. And they asked if he would ever think about doing another duet with Rihanna. He said yes. If she wants to do one, he's there, and he believes that they've got 10 years worth of friendship, and she would return the favor. So perhaps we'll see that when Rihanna gets back in the studio and gives us another album. But without further ado, this is the latest from Chris Brown. It's called No Lights inside the Soul Lounge.
Like I'm ready to dance, oh baby, so we can move right to the rhythm of love. Booty drinks are so fancy, yeah. And girl, I hope you don't mind taking it off. Don't rest tonight, got a place in my reserve for two.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
All right, welcome back to the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, super excited about part two. We've got a new music from Chrisette Michelle coming up. It's been a minute since we've heard from her, and I really like this new song. Plus, I'm going to take you back with some old school soul, pop, jazz, like with one of the baddest drummers on the scene. She has a new book out. We're going to talk about that as well. And, well, you know what? Let's just start off as we always do with the hip hop cut. Now, Kendrick Lamar has been labeled sort of hip hop's savior. Like, he is the one that everyone is looking to really bring back what we consider true, real, authentic hip hop music. He's got this new album coming out, which is called Good Kid, Mad City. And sort of like the second version of his original album, but we weren't sure exactly when it was going to come out originally. We thought that he might release it before the end of the year, but he recently told someone that he's not sure. But what we do know is that there is a single out. It hit the internet first. Now you can download it. If you haven't heard it, I've got it for you. It is absolutely awesome. Everything that we expect from Kendrick Lamar. It is called I, and it's next inside the Soda Box.
This is a world.
This is a world premiere.
This is a world premiere.
I done been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many women wanna down me, but enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me, and I love myself.
The world is a ghetto with guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
The paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Let the runway start. You know the miserable do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is again on me. Guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want.
Police and a rock on the corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a model on the scene, yeah. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, be 5-4 faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, big guns and dick inside.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Oh,
Grammy-nominated sisters Helene and Celia Foussard, Les Nubiens, is how you pronounce it, and that's who they are. Maketa, that is a song from their debut album. They burst, once again, onto the international scene. And it was really a big deal for us here in the United States when they came on the scene, because it was the first time in a long time that American audiences embraced music that was not sung in the English language. And really, that hasn't happened since then. So they're kind of legendary among American soul and R&B fans. All right, moving on. Another singer turned reality star, Chrisette Michele. She was on the most recent season of R&B Divas, which again is an American reality show. She was on there with Shantae Moore, and it's the show that featured Kelly Price and some of the other women who we've come to love as musicians, but are kind of indifferent about as people, considering what they were doing on the show. You might want to see if you can find some of the clips on YouTube, but don't hold it against Chrisette, because she is extremely talented. She's won a Grammy. She is a phenomenal songwriter, and she is working on her new album called Lyricist Opus. Now, we're thinking it may be released before the end of the year, certainly early 2015. She recently gave us a taste with her first single called Super Chris, in which she's wondering whether or not everyone loves her as much as she loves herself. Here's Chrisette Michele inside the Soul Lounge.
My tea, some watermelon, please, so sweet. I got a problem with the break of dawn, babe. A diva really does need her sleep. I'm brave, I'm bold, but first I need my TV. A little bit of news, a couple of cartoons, yes, please. Check Instagram and all the Twitter posts, babe.
Sounds so good.
Don't let nobody take you. Oh yeah.
Presley has everyone dancing inside the Soul Lounge. Originally from Honolulu, Hawaii, he was an army brat, if you will, but raised in Washington, D.C. Kenny is a graduate of Howard University here in Washington, which also happens to be the school that the lady DJ graduated from some years ago. Kenny speaks English. He speaks French. He speaks German and Spanish. In fact, he is a Spanish professor at the university. But I need him to sing because he does so well. 4-octave range for a man. Incredible. We're trying to get him inside the Soul Lounge the next time he comes back to the States because he's a huge star in Europe. So if you're listening to me there, you know all of this, no doubt about it. All right, so let's move on. It's time for our old school cut of the evening. Sheila E. You remember Sheila E. from way, way back. She was the beautiful drummer that Prince introduced us to. She just wrote a book called The Beat of My Own Drum. And she talks about her relationship with Prince in the book. She says that they were on tour and he was in the middle of performing Purple Rain. And he just kind of spun around, looked at her, mouthed the words, "Will you marry me?" She said yes, and like that, they were engaged for a while. But she ended up not marrying him because she was still getting over having broken up with Carlos Santana, who she was also engaged to. So much information in the book. Pick it up. I'm telling you, I'm reading it now. It's incredible, which inspired this, the old school cut. None other than Sheila E., The Glamorous Life, inside the Soul Lounge.
Old school soul.
She's got
classic soul for you. Sheila E., Glamorous Life. Just a little something to get you moving inside the Soul Lounge. Thank you so much for hanging out. I mean, I know that there's so many things that you could be doing right now, but the fact that you're here with us makes me feel so good. Listen, if there is anything that you want to hear, or if you want more information on a song that you've already heard, or if you just want to say, hey, all you have to do is find me on Twitter. I am at VOA Lady DJ, and then I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ, and then the number 1. Okay, so I look forward to hearing from all of you, and I will be back. So thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. Peace. So that was Sheila E., Glamorous Life, our old school soul cut. A little something to get you dancing here. All right, so before we go into our last song of the evening, I just want to remind each and every one of you that if you have a song that you want to hear, or if you heard a song that you want to know more about or where to find it, or if you just want to say hello, that there are quite a few ways that you can get in touch with me, and I look forward to hearing from you via Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. That's my Twitter feed. You can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ, and then the number 1, or you can find me by emailing musicmix@voanews.com, and just make sure in the subject line you put Soul Lounge so that I know it's meant for me, and I respond to each and every one of you. I follow back on Twitter, and I look at your profiles on Facebook, so it is definitely me, and I can't wait to hear from you. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to leave you with a song that at one time was one of my absolute favorites, but I just kind of forgot about it until I was digging through some old music, and I came across a mix CD from the late Jay Dilla, who was this legendary hip hop producer originally from Detroit, Michigan. Any artist that was in hip hop and doing things in hip hop around the late 90s all the way up until the first part of the 2000s respected Jay Dilla because he just had this incredible ear. And then when he would get with R&B artists, something special would happen. So I'm going to leave you with this cut from singer India Davenport, who has been around and made a name for herself. But when she got with Jay Dilla, they produced this song called Whatever You Want. It's a beautiful love song, but it's kind of funky. And I think it's the perfect way to leave you. So until we meet again, make sure you take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Just for